'Tis the season of secret Santas and white elephant gifts and goodwill toward the men and women in your office and them toward you. Yuck. But if you're a federal employee, there's a strict list of who it would be naughty to get or give a present to or from. We're going to help you sort this all out. John Mahoney is a federal employment attorney at Tully Rinke. He recently wrote a blog post on this topic, and he joins us now with some tips. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so it is that season, and everybody starts to get uptight about office parties for so many reasons, and I don't know, they seem to persist in this society. So let's get to the obvious no-nos. Who's on the list of prohibited givees or givers?
Sure. Well, I hate to be the attorney who steals Christmas, but if federal employees don't want to receive a proposed removal in their stockings, they better be nice and comply with the standards of ethical conduct for federal employees regarding giving and receiving gifts. The key is that you should not give your supervisor a holiday gift with a market value of over $10. Likewise, if you're a federal employee, you should not accept a holiday gift from a coworker with a market value of over $20. And you have to make sure that the aggregate total value of gifts you receive from any single source does not exceed $50 per year. As you stated, there are prohibited sources from which a federal employee can never receive legal gifts. And those prohibited sources include people who want to do business with the employee's agency, or people who want the specific employee to do something for them professionally, if they regulate a particular industry, let's say. Certainly any industry that's regulated by the employee's agency is off limits in terms of giving or receiving gifts from them.
So if Goldman Sachs were to send Tiffany a box, I'm making this up, you know, to the SEC, they'd probably have to give it back to the UPS man and say, just bring it all back, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And certainly, you know, what do you do if you do receive a gift from a prohibited source? If you receive a gift, number one, you're supposed to return it. You're supposed to immediately return it, send it back in the FedEx or in the UPS delivery. If you can't return the item, if it's a perishable item, then you're supposed to return to the donor the market value of the gift that you receive. If it's not practical to return either the actual tangible gift or the market value, then the employee must inform their supervisor or their agency's ethics officials that they've received the gift and let the supervisors or the ethics officials decide how to handle the issue. If they want to donate the gift or the amount of money to an appropriate charity, that's proper. Or if they want to just simply share, you know, the perishable gift with all of the office members in the office, that's proper too. Or even the government may decide to even destroy the gift if that's appropriate.
And what, okay, is it possible that if a gift comes in that it can simply be distributed by some random means to someone random in the agency?
It could. I mean, certainly, you know, you can get that Secret Santa gift that's above $20 or $10. Certainly, if it has a market value above $20, then whoever is the recipient of that Secret Santa gift needs to inform their supervisor and inform the agency's ethics officers, and they decide what to do with it. If that is return it, then you return it. If you can't return it, then, you know, you determine what the fair market value of it is, and you get that return address and you send it back to the giver. If you can't determine who gave it to you, then you can determine the value of it and give it to charity, or if it's a perishable item, you can share it among all of the office members.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes, like when I was in the publishing industry and we had printers and different suppliers that would help us, we would get like tank car sizes of popcorn canisters with five different flavors of popcorn, but it was sent it might have been sent to an individual that maybe in the production department, but they would just put it out, and of course, you know, the wolves, it was gone within hours, but that's okay, right? If you just put it out to share, if it's that type of thing, say something edible.
Yeah, well, the key is to inform your supervisor. If it's something that looks like it's over $20 in value, then you certainly need to tell your supervisor. Or if you receive multiple gifts from the same source over the course of the year and all of those gifts add up, you know, in fair market value to over $50, then you have to go to your supervisor or your agency's ethics official, and they get to decide how to either return the gift or use the gift or donate it to charity.
We're speaking with John Mahoney. He's chairman of the Labor and Employment Practices Group at Tully Rinke Law Firm. And what about, let's leave out the incoming gifts from outside and just talk about interagency or intra-employee group gifting. It sounds like it's probably a good idea to avoid it altogether.
Well, we certainly don't want to be the Scrooges that ruin Christmas for federal employees, but you know, it's important that if you're going to have an office party or a Secret Santa, that the market value of the gifts that you give supervisors is not over $10, and the market value of the gifts that you give coworkers is not over $20. That's pretty much the bright line when it comes to Secret Santa gifts in the federal government. Not exactly a windfall for federal employees in terms of the gifts that they give and receive, but it is a good guideline so that people are not unduly influenced by gifts that they receive from their subordinates or coworkers.
Now, we live in an age, I think, of ultra-high sensitivity toward harassment and so forth and towards any kind of perceived slight or insult. I remember once in a Secret Santa that was not so secret, I can't say on the air what it was I received. It was a gag gift, and yet, nevertheless, it was an embarrassing thing to receive. I suppose, given the labor situation within an agency nowadays, you could get in trouble for that kind of a gag gift.
Yeah, you certainly can. If the recipient perceives it to be, you know, harassing or unwanted conduct of a sexual nature, then not only can you be in trouble if you give a gift that's over $20, but if it's sexual in nature, you can face misconduct charges for sexual harassment or just generalized harassment. And it is important to point out that, you know, if you violate these standards of ethical conduct for employees of the executive branch when it comes to gifts, which, by the way, are located at 5 CFR Section 2635, if you violate those policies, then you can, in fact, be removed. You can be removed for accepting inappropriate gifts. You can be disciplined for conduct unbecoming a federal employee. And you can be, you know, suspended or demoted or removed. And there's a case from the Merit System Protection Board in 2007 called Fletcher versus Department of Veterans Affairs, where the employee who was a police officer for a VA accepted some gifts from a patient at the VA and didn't properly, you know, inform their supervisor and return the gifts promptly, and that person was fired for that. So these are serious issues that federal employees need to take seriously.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. There are federal employees that interact with citizens at the retail level, say nurses in VA or something, or mail carriers. I guess there's 1,000 different types of people that do that. And so what about receipt of tips from people that might think they're doing a great thing? It sounds like that's something they need to turn in or turn back also.
Yep, they need to at least bring it to the attention of their supervisor. If they receive a gift, you know, a tip is a gift. If they receive a tip from a prohibited source, you know, someone who's doing business with the agency or who wants to do business with the agency or is doing business with the agency, then it's best to bring that to the attention of your supervisor or your agency's ethics official and follow the decision of those folks in terms of what to do with that money.
What if it's like your caseworker, you're an individual, you're not a contractor, you're, say, someone that's getting some sort of, I don't know, medical help, or say your mail carrier, that you're not really a contractor to them, but you're just someone that they are serving as a member of the public. Not a good idea to tip there either?
Well, you know, obviously you can't stop people from tipping you, and it would be rude, certainly, to sort of fight with your customer in terms of their willingness to give you or their desire to give you a tip. The best thing to do, though, so you don't get yourself in trouble, is to, when you go back to the office, to report that to your supervisor and let them decide how to handle it, whether it is to return the gift to the customer or to make a charitable donation in that amount to a charity or some such thing like that.
I guess if you are in a VA hospital, the best thing to do is bring the nurses cakes, because those go to the station, and everybody, and that's, if you want to get something great to eat, just go to a nurse's station.
There you go.
All right, John Mahoney is a federal employment attorney at Tully Rinke. Thanks so much for joining us with those tips.
Okay, happy holidays, Tom.
And to you, too.